At 25 minutes to seven, though, the coronavirus economic crisis has led to the lowest interest rates ever recorded here in Australia. The Reserve Bank says it won't be lifting the cash rate for at least 3 years or until there's evidence unemployment is falling steeply. The low interest rate policy is designed to support the economy and generate growth, but it's also crippling the incomes of older Australians and derailing the life plans of younger ones. Business reporter David Taylor looks at the hurdles in the way of savers.
For years, 78-year-old Dorothy Bishop has relied on interest from her savings account to feed her family. But that's no longer possible.
Cooking for four people, four adults, money goes on food. They're good eaters. They're all apart from me, they're all men, so they're good eaters.
Dorothy Bishop still works, so she uses that income instead to pay for everyday expenses, including putting food on the table. She understands why low interest rates are necessary for the economy, but she gets upset when banks advertise the advantages of their deposit accounts when she believes there are none.
It does frustrate me that there's money there that doesn't earn anything in the bank, when the bank is always saying this much interest, this much interest. The reason I have term deposits is so that I will get interest on some money. But this bank account with no interest, it's frustrating in that they've got the money there and they're not doing, to me, they're not doing anything with it that will earn interest. Well, they're not giving us the interest if they earn it.
So you perceive the bank is not even really providing a service other than just holding your money?
That's all I think they're doing. I think any interest they get by using it, they keep.
Ian Henschke is Chief Advocate for National Seniors Australia, an independent group representing older Australians. He says Dorothy Bishop is one of hundreds of thousands of older Australians now watching every penny, thanks to record low interest rates.
Well, what people are saying is that they were using the income that they would get from their bank accounts as a way of paying for those items that are regular costs, for example. I've heard of many older Australians, for example, who used the interest from their bank accounts, for example, to pay for their private health costs. And you'll see that private health costs are quite substantial. It's not unusual for a couple to pay $5,000 for a couple to cover themselves on one of the top tables with a private health fund. So you can see that if interest rates were at 5%, for example, and you had $1 million in cash, you wouldn't necessarily be getting the pension, but you'd be using that money to live on. And these are the people that are actually hurting at the moment as well. It's not just the pensioners that are affected, it's the self-funded retirees.
And both groups, says Ian Henschke, are being hurt by what he says is an excessively high deeming rate. The deeming rate is the amount the government deems your income to be from financial assets. The higher it is, the lower your entitlement to the pension. Stuck at 0.25%, which is higher than what many retirees receive from their bank accounts, Mr. Henschke says it's further cutting the incomes of older Australians at the worst possible time.
If you are deemed to be earning, for example, $2,000 from your investment and you're only getting $500, then they will deduct 50 cents in the dollar from your pension. So it means a loss of pension income for many older Australians who have got money in banks because they're deemed to be earning more money than they're actually getting.
The government minister responsible, Senator Anne Ruston, Minister for Families and Social Services, declined to comment. Her office referred us to comments from Treasurer Josh Frydenberg last week, which stated, quote, "We'll continue to monitor very closely those deeming rates, recognising that the Coalition's track record has been to reduce those deeming rates consistent with the interests of senior Australians and other savers across the community." Economist Angela Jackson says that's not good enough.
So I imagine the government will be looking at this in my EFO to provide some, you know, I guess, additional support to older Australians who have been impacted by lower interest rates and will need to rely more on the pension in the medium term. So that's really what can be done about it. There's a policy response there that I think the government should be looking at.
But record low interest rates are also affecting the prospects of younger Australians too. Gen Zer Anastasia Santorinius says every time interest rates get cut, it pushes her further away from her home ownership dreams.
Oh, I'm extremely frustrated. It's the hardest thing when you're trying to save for a house or trying to save for anything and you're making literally I don't know, $5 a year pretty much when you're saving. So it's really frustrating. And it's hard. It's so hard to build up any kind of savings like that way.
There really is no option for younger Australians, is there? You're either not saving and spending and enjoying life for the moment, or you're saving and simply not getting anywhere.
Pretty much. That's exactly right. It is really difficult unless you're really, really fortunate and you have parents that are in a situation to help you out, which hats off to them if they can do that for you. That's amazing. But otherwise, you're very far down the ladder and it takes you a lot longer to achieve those life steps. So it's really difficult.
Economist Angela Jackson says record low interest rates have also produced a big rally on the stock market. She encourages those earning next to nothing on their savings to look at investing, but she says it's risky and anyone buying shares needs to read up on how to do it properly.
Look, it is difficult. So I think older Australians who've put away and saved up for retirement and want to have, I guess, a risk-free retirement where they're not worried about the share market day to day, it is a really difficult trade-off. They might not be experienced in investing in the share market. They might be open to being, unscrupulous in people helping them, and so they might look at losing money in the short term. So I can understand that hesitancy. I think for older Australians, it's something that they should look at. They should look at reputable investment firms if they're going to do it, and be really careful, especially if it's the first time they've looked at investing in the share market directly.
But National Seniors Australia's Ian Hinchke says most older Australians he knows wouldn't entertain the idea of risking their savings to the whims of the share market.
Look, old Australians put money into bank accounts because that's where they think their money will be safe. I know of one 70-year-old who's got his entire savings in bank accounts because he said he doesn't trust what's going on in the world. When they look at China, they look at what's happening in America, they look at COVID, people are feeling uncomfortable and not confident. So they tend to put their money into bank accounts. Earlier this year, it was actually the former Treasurer, Peter Costello, who said that he was worried that if the deeming rates weren't lowered, that it would force older Australians into riskier investments.
Pensioner Dorothy Bishop says she's not even confident of haggling her own bank for a better interest rate.
I do feel now at my age, I'm not sure of myself chasing other banks up and looking into things. Once upon a time, I would. I'd go into a lot of it. I'd search and go into a lot of it. And now I just feel that I'm not competent enough to do that. So therefore, you've got to trust the bank you're with.
The Reserve Bank has indicated that unless unemployment falls significantly, it won't be raising interest rates for at least the next 3 years.
That's our business reporter, David Taylor, with that report.